My name is Wei, and my family name is Tang, and I'm from China. I came here when I was 28 years old. I came here for the doctor study. I haven't been here before, and I haven't traveled in my life before, but I think it went well, not too hard. At that time, I was kind of excited because I think I was going to start a new adventure. But at the same time, I'm a little bit sad because I'm leaving some of my good friends and families. That's a long distance. When I came here, maybe I could not see them that frequent. So I'm a doctor student at University of Pittsburgh now. And before I came here, I have to apply for my university. So it's like when you are going to applying for a college, and that application process is quite different from our college entrance. I have to get certain scores to prove I have the English and academic skills ready for the study here. And then I have to prepare a personal statement to tell them why I'm here and why I'm interested in coming here. When I get the admission letter, I go with my visa interview because not everyone can get a visa to come here. They just want to make sure you came here for the right thing. I was lucky to find the apartment I'm going to live before I came here. I had my roommate. She's a nice American lady, and we got in touch before I came here. She picked me up from the airport, and she even helped me got some furniture or some necessary stuff for living. When I have questions about the different culture or different things people doing, I can ask her. So that made me got to know here more easily. I think mostly things are very similar, I heard, in China compared to what I have experienced when I came here. I think because of the internet, now we can learn about different places from more perspectives. But when I first came here, I'm still having some difficulties in listening. I think, maybe my speaking is not too good. I didn't speak to any foreigners in my country. That might be my biggest challenge. But in fact, I have difficulties in listening because people have accents. On the bus or on the plane, sometimes I could not hear clearly what they are talking about. In my country, we have kind of farmers market near our community where we live. So we can go to buy fresh vegetables or food on the way we go home. But here, I think most people don't go to supermarket every day. When I'm here, I was going to grocery store maybe once every week and get ready for the whole week. Because I'm coming here for study, much easier than other kind of immigration, I believe. It's really challenging, but you need to be prepared. Personally, I haven't experienced that challenge yet, but maybe very soon.